Taxes, foreclosures, recession, a huge gap between rich and poor. All of those words describe an earlier economic period in America. It's also the unlikely subject of an art exhibition at the Huntington Library Art Collections and Botanical Gardens in San Marino, California. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg visited the show.
At first glance, it looks like an ordinary Victorian family scene.
Nice upholstered chair, and is that a chandelier or a fancy mantelpiece?
Charles Knowles' late 19th century painting shows a smart living room.
Very nice carpet, fine textiles, all symbols of what would be upper class trappings.
But Jessica Todd Smith, chief curator of American art at the Huntington, points out that the painting is called Panic of 1896, and the people in that nice living room look devastated.
A man is sitting in a chair with the paper at his feet announcing the panic. His hand is covering his face. His other arm reaches dramatically for his wife, who's turned in the other direction, looking disconsolate. The baby is crawling on the floor, completely disregarded in the mayhem.
The family has lost everything in that economic downturn, one of many that took place in this country in the late 1800s, which was also the age of the mega-rich industrial robber barons, Rockefellers, Carnegies, Huntingtons.
We know that this great wealth developed, but in fact, between 1873 and the turn into the 20th century was a huge depression.
Stephen Koblick is president of the Huntington.
The money was not well divided, and this great wealth was concentrated in the hands of the few.
Sound familiar? Mm-hmm. But what they went through back then was much worse. Huge cycles of bust and boom, massive migrations from rural to urban areas, major influx of immigrants, and this exhibit, Taxing Visions, Financial Episodes in Late 19th Century American Art, shows what it looked like. Shows, in fact, the underside of the Gilded Age. For instance, the woman in a painting called Tattered and Torn.
She's wearing what can really only best be described as rags.
Kevin Murphy, Associate Curator of American Art, is looking at a picture by Alfred Keeps. He made it in 1886.
Her clothes are torn and faded.
Just patched together, whatever she can piece together to put on her body, and she looks exhausted.
And yet, the African-American woman dominates the canvas. She is monumental. Curator Jessica Todd Smith thinks that despite her exhaustion, the woman has great dignity.
She is concentrating so carefully on lighting this match to light her pipe as though it were the one small pleasure remaining.
And maybe the last tobacco she can afford. That same woman, nameless now, appears in another work in this Huntington show. The engraving, taken from another painting by Alfred Keeps, is called Rent Day.
The title says so much. There are two figures leaning one another, sort of counting their pennies. You have this stress of whether or not they're going to be able to come up with the amount. And that's a theme that's really throughout the show, is the sense of the difficulty of making ends meet.
Putting two cents together.
Putting two cents together, exactly.
Their fingers are bony. You can see that they don't quite get enough to eat.
And patched clothes and shoes that are open at the toe. So all of these symbols of people who are struggling to get by financially.
The artists in this exhibit pay attention to outsiders of their day. Blacks, women, artists. Several paintings of artists locked out of their studios because their rent hasn't been paid. And children. A blind beggar in Julian Alden Weir's 1879 picture, The Flower Seller, stands behind a little girl who holds a tray of flowers. The man looks sad, resigned, but the little girl is angelic. So is the girl in another picture.
This painting by John George Brown is of a charming little girl looking wistfully past a small bouquet of flowers to a potential buyer. And one of the typical devices John George Brown used are these wonderful, limpid, large brown eyes that are meant to engender sweetness and sympathy and convey the longing of the child.
She's poor, but sort of happy. Sentimentalized, says curator Kevin Murphy, as are several of these painted children.
They really were, and in fact, one of the artists that is most associated with them once was asked why he didn't paint them dirty. You can imagine that these children who are on the street all day would be pretty dirty. And he said that if he painted them with dirty faces, they wouldn't sell.
Makes sense, doesn't it? Why would anybody wealthy enough to buy paintings during that depression want to have pathetic, tattered children on their walls? But Kevin Murphy says some of the paintings of this period did sell.
There were quite a few paintings of street urchins, boys selling newspapers, sometimes people selling matches or fruit. Some of these were quite popular at this time because a lot of the very wealthy people were either immigrants or were one generation removed from being immigrants and being poor. These images provided sort of a nostalgia, but also reinforced that everything was possible in America and that you could start off being a flower seller on the street or a match seller and become Andrew Carnegie.
So, in a way, some of the paintings in this Huntington Library exhibition, Taxing Visions, helped to perpetuate the great American dream, that this country was a place of hope, where bright futures might be just around the corner. In California, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
And at npr.org, you can see these portraits of poverty.